The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Tavchof Beis. The Mishnah at the end of the first parak says, Mishra is a chodesh, someone who's stored in a new moon, v'inyachol lahalich, and he can't walk. So the Mishnah says, not only is he allowed to be Chalal Shabbos, in order to come to the Sanhedrin, in order to testify that he saw the new moon. The Mishnah says that if they need food, they're allowed to bring food with them. And the Mishnah says, the Mishnah says that there's a part of the mitzvah of being Kaddish the Chodesh, which requires Aiden to come testify that they saw the moon. In such a case, when they see the moon on Friday night, that means that they have to come be Mechal Shabbos and travel on Shabbos in order to reach the Sanhedrin, the Beis Din, and say that they saw the moon in order to enable the Beis Din to be Mekadosh the Chodesh properly at the right time, and the right day. The Mishnah says that Amahalich Laila V'yoy Mechal Nesa Shabbos. That means the only people who are Mechal Shabbos are people who saw the moon with in the area, the distance between where they are right now and the Beis Din is the amount of time it takes to travel in Laila, in a night, the Yom ends one day. Why is that? Because in order, when if they see the new moon, the Metzius is that the new moon can only be seen immediately following Shkiu. Immediately after sunset. As after the sun sets, the moon, the new moon, particularly sets a few minutes up to 20 minutes after Shkia, after sunset. And that is the point in time where someone who wants to see the new moon on the beginning of the month will go outside and look towards the western horizon and look for the new moon. And if they see the new moon, then they have to go to Beis Din and testify that they saw the new moon, and Beis Din will make that day the day that they are coming to Beis Din, the very next day, Rosh Chodesh. So in order for them to be Mekadosh the Chodesh properly, Eidim have to come before the end of that day. The Mishnah later on Daf Chaf Hei Medei says that the process of saying, of Beis Din establishing Rosh Chodesh, of Kiddush HaChodesh, can only be done by day. You can't start it in the daytime and finish at night. That means it has to be done by the end of the day. So if someone sees the new moon, let's say on Friday night, so in order to be Mekadosh the Chodesh properly in the right time, which would be to make Shabbos the first day of the next month, the Rosh Chodesh, so you would have to travel and reach the Beis Din with enough time to testify before Shabbos is over. So the furthest away a person would be allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, to come say in front of Beis Din that he saw the new moon, would be the amount of time it takes to travel from a night and a day. Because if it takes him more than a night and a day to travel to Beis Din, he can't see the moon any earlier, because it's not possible to see the new moon during the daytime, because the moon is very small and the sun is very bright during the daytime. You can't see the new moon. And if he's further away than the amount of time it takes to travel live over Yom in one night to one day, he won't reach the Beis Din in time to be Mekadosh the Chodesh Bizmane in the proper time. That's why the Mishnah says that the only people who are allowed to be Mechal Shabbos is for Mahalich Laila V'yoyim, to travel in a night and a day. And obviously, if for whatever reason the moon you wouldn't be able to see the moon till later, for whatever reason, if the Moilid was much, much earlier, for whatever, and it would be possible to see the moon even further, even a amount of time after sunset, a person would have to make sure that the distance between where he is now, when he sees the moon, and the Beis Din is enough time for him to actually reach the Beis Din, and it's enough time for them to investigate the Eidim, and enough time for them to paskin and say, Mekudosh, Mekudosh. It was slightly less than Mahalich Laila V'yoyim. We find an interesting Rambam. Rambam brings down this Mishnah in a slightly different format. The Rambam brings down this halacha is true, that you're Mechal Shabbos, you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to come testify, to witness, to say that he saw the new moon. The Rambam says the halacha like this, Eidim Shiro is a Chodesh, if witnesses saw the new moon, If between where they're standing, where they saw the moon at that point, at that time, in the place where the Bezdin is sitting and accepting the witnesses, the amount of time it takes to travel in a day and a night, or less than that, even then they go and they testify. If the distance between the person who saw the moon and the Bezdin is greater than Mahalich Laila V'yoyim, it's not necessary for them to travel. Because their testimony after the 30th day is not helpful. It doesn't work. Because once they already weren't Mekadosh the Chodesh on the 30th day of the month, so what will it help? They're not going to get there by the 30th. They're going to get there, they're ready the night of the next day, of the 31st day of the month. And if they'll testify that day that they saw the moon 2 nights ago, Bezdin only has the power to make the next day Rosh Chodesh, in which case that month won't have 29 days, the previous month will have 30 days. So, and even if no Eidim come, Bezdin will automatically make that previous month 30 days, and they'll have an extra day before Rosh Chodesh. Because anyways, the month can only be 30 days. The month can't be more than 31 days. So therefore, the Rambam applies the rule of this Mishnah, that a person only travels on Mahalich Laila V'yoyim, it's not only on Shabbos, not only because he only has a heter to be Mechal Shabbos if he's close enough to the Bezdin. The Rambam says even during the week, even if he sees it on a regular weeknight, there's no need for him to drop everything and run and start traveling to go to the Bezdin to say that he saw the new moon, unless he's going to get there in time for the Bezdin to accept his Eidus and Mekadosh the Chodesh Biznat. If there won't be enough time, he's not going to get there till the next night, till there won't be Mekadosh the Chodesh till the 31st day, then the Rambam says, it doesn't work. That's the simple reading of this Rambam. The Chronim ask, that there's a very big problem with this Rambam. There's a very, very mechudosh tegashit of the Rambam. The Rambam has a very original opinion at the end of the third paragraph of Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh. And the Rambam over there, at great length, explains that even though the standard way we understand Kiddush HaChodesh is that the witnesses come on the 30th day of the month, and they say that we saw the new moon the previous night, and the Bezdin, if they believe the Eidim, they interrogate the Eidim, and they see that the Eidim are saying the truth, so they say that means today is the first day of the new month, and today is Rosh Chodesh. So, the way we understand it, the only possibility of making today Rosh Chodesh, making this day the first day of the new month, is today. Once the day has passed, you lost your chance. So then today can't be Rosh Chodesh. If that day can't be Rosh Chodesh, the next day will be Rosh Chodesh. Then the previous month will have 30 days instead of 29. The Rambam says that it's not that way. The Rambam says that it's possible for Eidim, for witnesses to show up many days into the month. They'll come 5, 10, 15 days into the month. Rosh Chodesh was 15 days ago. And they'll say, you know, we saw the moon, we saw the new moon the night of the 30th day of the previous month. Which means that, technically speaking, that day, day number 30 of the previous month, should really be day number 1 of the next month. Which means instead of Rosh Chodesh being whatever day it was, let's say if this month Rosh Chodesh was on Tuesday, really Rosh Chodesh should have been a day earlier. Rosh Chodesh should have been on Monday. Because we're testifying that the moon was visible 1 day earlier than everybody else saw it. Says the Rambam, in such a case, the Rambam says that we try to discredit this testimony, we don't want to listen to them, and we try to poke holes in what they're saying, maybe there's something wrong with this and that. We try to get them to retract their edus. But if they're rock solid and we can't get them to change their minds, then Bezdin has no choice, and Bezdin has to say that lemashreya, retroactively, we were wrong. Rosh Chodesh wasn't on Tuesday the way we thought. Rosh Chodesh was really a day earlier, on Monday. This is the famous sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam says that it's possible to make a Kiddush HaChodesh lemashreya. You can make Kiddush HaChodesh not even on the first day of the month. You can make Kiddush HaChodesh even after the first day of the month. Now, Achrayim asked that this is the opinion of the Rambam. We then have a problem. Because the Rambam we begin with, the Rambam says that in order, the only reason witnesses should come to Bezdin and testify that they saw the new moon is only if they'll be able to get there before the end of day number 30 from the previous month. If they can't get it by that time, so then there's no point in them coming. Why should they come the next day? Anyways, once this day is over, so this day is already attached to the previous month. It's already established that it's day 30. We can't turn day 30 into day 1 after the day is already over. So therefore, there's no point in the Eidim coming. That's how we understood and we read the previous Rambam in the beginning of the third parak. But according to the way the Rambam says over here, that it is possible to make the Rosh Chodesh even after that day has actually passed. So why does the Rambam say, Eini Dusin Mayelas? Why does the Rambam say there's no point in the Eidim coming? The Eidim doesn't work. If they come, it doesn't work. It definitely does work. Why is the Rambam saying that there's such an idea that there's no point in them coming after that time? We say clearly that they could come. Why shouldn't they come? So the Achrayim, specifically the Lecha Mishnah and the Kiryas Sefer, and the Emek Bracha, and the Sefer Emek Bracha, explains this at length. He says that we know that Kiddush HaChodesh is a mitzvah. Counted as, the Rambam counted as one of the 613 mitzvahs. It's a special mitzvah on Beis Din to establish the day of Rosh Chodesh, and based upon that to establish the days of the month, the days of the month and the days that Yom Tov will occur on. Says the Emek Bracha, this that is a mitzvah, this is a specific mitzvah that the Gemara says earlier in Das Chaf Aleph, mitzvah l'kaddish al pi riyah. There's a mitzvah to make Kiddush HaChodesh. That mitzvah to make Kiddush HaChodesh with Eidim that are testifying the Sod and the Moon is only on that actual day, the actual day that was going to become Rosh Chodesh. True, the Rambam says that technically speaking we can make a day Rosh Chodesh even after the day has passed. But when you make that day Rosh Chodesh after the day is already over, you make it l'mafreya, that you're not mekayim the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. The mitzvah to be mekadesh the Chodesh is only biznat. So what the Rambam really means to say is something slightly different. The Rambam is not saying that if the Eidim won't be able to come by the end of day 30, if they can't come in Mahalich Laila V'yoyim, so that there's no point in them coming. He's not saying that if they come, they're worthless, they're useless. Obviously, that's true, that if they come and they convince the Beis Din that they're saying the truth, then we're going to have to accept their testimony, and we're going to have to make Rosh Chodesh a day off that. We don't want to do that. Technically speaking, the Pashup Shad of the Rambam, that the Rambam says that Beis Din doesn't want to accept it, is because we don't want to come out that everybody's wrong. We kept the, they even came after Yom Tov, and we kept the Yom Tov on the wrong day. We brought the Muslim of Rosh Chodesh on the wrong day. We don't want to do that. According to Emek Bracha, it's more than that. According to Emek Bracha, we don't want to accept their Eidus. Not necessarily that we don't want to accept their Eidus. We're not obligated to accept their Eidus. We don't have to accept their Eidus because when it's Bizman, when it's the right day, then there's a mitzvah. So we want to accept their Eidus and we want to do the mitzvah. Beis Din wants to do the mitzvah. Once the day is over, even though technically we could make it Rosh Chodesh, but why should we want to make it Rosh Chodesh? There's no reason for the Beis Din to want to make it Rosh Chodesh because Beis Din will not fulfill any mitzvah by making it Rosh Chodesh. This is the pshat that the Mefarshim say in the Rambam. Just like to point out that there's an inconsistency here that is bothering me in this previous halacha that we mentioned from the Rambam, that the only time that a person has to come testify in front of Beis Din is for a mahalich laila v'yoyim. The amount of time it takes to travel in the night and the day. More than that, he's not going to get there in time. So therefore, there's no point in him traveling. And we explain, what does that mean? That means that the only time you can see the new moon is the beginning of the nighttime, right after sunset, right after Shkia. And by that time, you have to start traveling right away in order to get to the Beis Din in time, so you only have a mahalach of Laila V'yom. You have that night and the next day until Shkia to travel to get to the Beis Din. So that assumes that the only possible time a person can see the new moon is the night of the 30th day of the month. The problem with this is that there is a Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayis, the Rambam's commentary to the Mishnah at the beginning of the third parak, on the Mishnah that appears in Daf Chaf Hei Amud Beis. The Rambam says over there very clearly that sometimes it's possible for the Moilud to be early. It's possible for the new moon to come out much, much earlier. And it's possible, could be for whatever reasons, they didn't have witnesses a few months, so then the days are a little bit off, the months are slightly off, slightly a day earlier. It's such a case, it's possible that you will be able to see the new moon, not the night of day number 30 of Yom Lamed. It'll be possible to see the moon one night earlier, the night of the 29th day of the month. In such a case, it's possible for a person to come to Beis Din a day early, even before the month is over, and say, okay, tomorrow you should make Rosh Chodesh instead of waiting till day 31. He's going to come on day number 29 and say, to make Rosh Chodesh tomorrow, he's going to be there a day early before the month is even over. That's what the Rambam says over here, for different reasons, for the Pshat in the Mishnah. It's necessary for him to learn that Pshat. Now, once the Rambam says that that is definitely possible, so then, theoretically, if a person would see the moon the night of the 29th day of the month, he would have much more time to reach the Beis Din. He doesn't have to get to the Beis Din until 2 days later. So it's a little bit schwer. The Rambam is a little bit hard to understand why the Rambam says that a person should only travel from a halach laila v'yoyim. That's true if he sees it the night of the 30th. But if he sees it the night of the 29th, which the Rambam says is a possibility, really the Rambam should have said that in such a case, a person should have 2 days to travel to reach Beis Din.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.